Why Didn't Trump Release JFK Docs? By Donald Jeffries. One of Donald Trump's many unfulfilled promises was his vow to release the remaining classified files on the JFK assassination. Roger Stone assured this author in a 2015 phone conversation that Trump knows about all the conspiracies, and made it clear that his longtime friend did not believe that Lee Harvey Oswald had been the assassin. In an October 28, 2017 tweet, Trump declared, after strict consultation with Chief of Staff, Gen. John Kelly, the CIA and other agencies, I will be releasing all files other than the names and address of any mentioned person who is still living. I am doing this for reasons of full disclosure, transparency, and in order to put any and all conspiracy theories to rest. The last part of his tweet was troubling. Trump seemed to be ridiculing the notion of conspiracy in the death of JFK. Wouldn't it have been more appropriate to state that he wanted all the information to be made public? Why would he want to put any and all conspiracy theories to rest? Why did he think the documents he released would do that? Predictably, Trump caved to pressure from the intelligence agencies. He announced that he would not order the full release of all documents. Instead, he permitted an undetermined number of records to be delayed for 180 days until the intelligence community figured out what information they wanted redacted. Responding to Trump's capitulation to the deep state, exiled journalist Julian Assange offered $100,000 for the remaining documents. In an October 26, 2017 tweet, the Defend Assange campaign stated, "The agencies have had literally 25 years to prepare for the scheduled release today. The delay is inexcusable." Trump's excuse for flip-flopping sounded out of character for the brash billionaire who'd campaigned against entrenched power in Washington, D.C. Departments and agencies have proposed to me that certain information should continue to be redacted because of national security, law enforcement, and foreign affairs concerns, Trump said in a statement. "I have no choice, today, but to accept those redactions rather than allow potentially irreversible harm to our nation's security." As has been noted often by researchers, what possible national security interests could be involved if the assassin was in fact a minimum wage loser with no connections to the government? In an explosive March 2023 interview on The Joe Hoft Show, Judge Andrew Napolitano related, "I'll tell you a story about JFK. So Trump, as you know, I was privileged to be consulted by him many, many times during his presidency on the phone. He twice considered me for the Supreme Court, another story for another time. But in one of our interviews, he said to me, 'Don't forget, I'm going to release the JFK files.' I said, 'I'm not going to forget it, Mr. President, on the contrary, I'm going to remind you.'" Napolitano went on to recall, "The last conversation we had while he was in the White House, which is now about 2 weeks or 10 days before Joe Biden is being inaugurated, I reminded him of this. Trump said to me, 'Yes, you're quite correct, Judge. I did say that, but if you saw what I saw, you wouldn't release it either. Someday, when we're not on a phone call with 15 other people listening, meaning people in the White House, I'll tell you what I saw.'" Now what the hell did he see? I don't know. It must have terrified him, and he's one of the strongest characters I ever known in my life, and suddenly he became afraid to follow through on a promise he made, not just to me, but the American public several times. It had to be the CIA. Trump's purported comments to Napolitano come off as typically self-serving, i.e., an attempt to explain away his failure, once again, to do anything to really challenge the swamp he promised to drain. What could he possibly have seen in the classified documents? The reality is obvious to anyone who has taken the time to research the case. JFK was killed by a high-level conspiracy of top officials in the United States government. There isn't going to be a memo somewhere that details who was involved in the plot, or the logistics of how it was to be done. Trump has already vowed to release the remaining JFK files if he's elected in 2024. He's also said he will pardon the January 6th political prisoners, and, finally, do something about the southern border, the kinds of things he failed to accomplish during his 4 years in office. Considering all the evidence that demonstrates government agencies orchestrated the cover-up of the JFK assassination, they aren't about to release any documentation of their culpability. Move along, nothing to see here. Donald Jeffries is a highly respected author and researcher whose work on the JFK, RFK, and MLK assassinations and other high crimes of the deep state has been read by millions of people across the world. Jeffries is also the author of three books currently being sold by AFP Bookstore.